Thank you. So tick-borne diseases, particularly those transmitted by the black-legged tick, are among the most commonly reported diseases in the United States. They're also an issue of increasing public awareness and public importance. As we've seen before on some of the maps and things we've seen, the disease is not evenly distributed across the country, and incidences are highest in areas where the vector species are present. Capturing information on where cases are exposed to disease is an important element of understanding incidence and informing prevention, but information on these exposures is not always available. The Minnesota Department of Health, or MDH, receives thousands of reports of tick-borne disease every year. MDH staff follow up on these reports with clinics and hospitals to collect the additional information needed to classify cases according to the CSTE case definition. But information on potential exposures is obtained primarily through patient interviews. Using a standard case interview form, cases are asked about potential exposure locations at their home property, as well as locations away from home, the kinds of outdoor activities they engage in, any contact with animals, and whether they remember any tick bites. Incidence data for tick-borne diseases, like most other diseases, is based on a patient's county of residence, which may not actually be where a person was exposed. This disconnect between incidence and exposure location makes it difficult to accurately describe where people are at risk. Many patients report potential exposures in multiple locations, both at home and elsewhere, creating particular challenges in terms of how to analyze as well as display this data. Understanding these exposure patterns is important, as previous research has suggested that exposures differ regionally. For example, in the upper Midwest, most human exposures to ticks are thought to occur at sites away from home rather than at or near patients' primary residences, whereas in the eastern and northeastern United States, the opposite is thought to be true. In Minnesota, we know that risk for tick-borne diseases is not uniform across the state. Western and southwestern Minnesota are primarily agricultural, while the northern and eastern parts of the state have the forested habitat that black-legged ticks thrive in. The map shown here roughly describes the gradient of risk caused by our highly differentiated landscape. In order to try and understand exposure patterns for Minnesota cases of tick-borne disease, we analyzed exposure interview data from 2011 to 2014. Patients were assigned categories based on their county of residence at time of illness onset, and our goal was to look at whether there were differences between residents of different regions of the state. So for our analysis, we chose to divide the state into three regions, shown here. The first region, colored in the darker green, consists of the seven-county Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area. Or this would be a good example of a high population part of the state. The second region is comprised of the five highest incidence counties in the state, which is shown in blue. And then the final region is the remainder of outstate Minnesota, which is just the pale green color. Cases without exposure information were not included in our analysis. Of the 7,000 cases of disease from 2011 to 2014, exposure information was available for nearly 70%. An additional 389 cases were excluded from final analysis because we were unable to determine where reported exposures had occurred. Of the 4,500 cases in the final analysis, 57 were cases of Lyme disease, 40% were anaplasmosis, and babesiosis accounted for about 3% of cases. 63% of cases were male, and our median age was 52. Among all cases with known exposure information, 30% reported only home exposures, 36% reported exposures away from home, and 34% reported exposures both at home and away from home. When we compared residents of Minnesota's five highest incidence counties to the rest of the state, patients from the high incidence counties had 3.6 times higher odds of being exposed to ticks around home rather than away from home. In contrast, residents of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area had 3.5 times higher odds than residents of outstate Minnesota of being exposed away from home. So this table shows the number of reported exposures, both home and away from home. And you can see that the majority of patients, 56%, report only a single exposure. But interestingly, 12% of patients do report having three or more potential exposure locations. And when we look only at patients reporting single exposures, we see that overwhelmingly residents of those outstate high incidence counties report being exposed at home, whereas residents of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area report being exposed away from home. So overall, we found significant differences in exposures between the analysis regions, and the relative importance of home versus away from home exposures seems to vary depending on whether patients live in high population or high incidence parts of the state. Understanding where exposures occur is important for accurately assessing risk for tick-borne disease in different populations, and additional studies and analyses are needed to further describe these differences in Minnesota. Thank you.